Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There was never a time since the foundation of the earth that the Lord's elect were not deemed honorable in His sight. They have always been the objects of His love, and have never been the objects of His wrath, nor appointed to such, though by their very sin nature they have acted in the same fashion as all of the rest of Adam's race, and are as worthy of death as any. There is no more humbling experience in all the earth than for the Lord to make a man aware of this very fact, for it leaves him with no room for boasting of any type, since the only reason he should be included in the number of the redeemed is the Lord's sovereign love, mercy, and grace. Not only did His love for His elect move Him to purchase their pardon, but also to do whatever is necessary to draw them to Himself, to win their affection, and to bind their hearts fast to His. He is intent on making them aware of that which He has done for them, and of bringing them into conformity with Jesus Christ. In fact, He has predestined His elect unto that very end. So the Spirit of God is at work in the world, convincing the elect children of grace that they are unworthy sinners, deserving of destruction and worthy of death. The Lord will stop at nothing to bring His people to a place of repentance before Him. He will even allow them to be turned over to their sin, that it might work its awful consequences upon their soul, body, and mind, that they might ultimately be reconciled to Him by His Spirit's power. He absolutely loves His people absolutely, and desires their fellowship and their good, and all other things and all else must take a back seat to the accomplishing of that end. The gospel we preach is a message of redemption and reconciliation. He has sent the gospel into the world to gather the redeemed by bringing them to a state of reconciliation in their mind. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.